It was an opportunity to learn about Indigenous heritage and cultural traditions at a recent Vancouver Fraser Port Authority, Connecting Communities, presentation by Nathan Kaanaks-Kawooks Wilson. The session at the Port Authority's Ladner Community Office on June 13 was also a chance to learn from the engaging storyteller about the Indigenous and geographical history of the local area, as well as a First Nation perspective on truth and reconciliation. Wilson, a Sawasen First Nation, TFN, member and the Delta School District's Indigenous cultural mentor, specializes in sharing his culture with others in interactive and meaningful ways, having an open conversation with those in attendance at the recent event. Describing himself as a knowledge keeper, Wilson is Dakloidi, Killer Whale Clan. Through his Tlingit and Southern Tutchuan, Yukon Territory, ancestry, Coast Salish of Musqueam descent. Growing up in Ladner in a family of fishers, and learning much about the land from his grandfather, Wilson also worked with First Nations youth for many years. He said he is encouraged that many TFN youth, who will be future elders, are making an effort to learn their language and embrace their culture. Explaining how Indigenous culture is unique in that the many First Nations across Canada have their own languages, customs and traditions, Wilson said he feels grateful many Canadians have decided to take up the journey of truth and reconciliation. He said he has no expectations on others and the only expectation he has is on himself. And that expectation is to walk with people who are on this journey of truth and reconciliation. How can I ask you to walk on a trail I'm not walking on? He asked. I will walk hand in hand with you. I will help you with questions. I will be there to help figure stuff out, because that is an open conversation I have with students quite often. When you come talk to me and ask questions about ideas or First Nations perspectives, it's a safe place and I won't hold any judgment. I won't have any arguments. If you come wanting to know more, I am here. In 2021, Wilson was a co-winner of the Rotary Club of Sawasen's Community Peace Builder Award. Wilson was recognized for his work as Indigenous Cultural Enhancement Facilitator with the Delta School District, enabling a better understanding and appreciation of Indigenous history and culture. In 2023, he received a City of Delta Mayor's Achievement Award in the category of Difference Maker, in recognition for his work with students and encouraging people to learn more about the history of Indigenous peoples, as well as reflect on what reconciliation means to them. He also led a project in which the school district commissioned Wave Warrior, an ocean-going 39-foot fiberglass journey canoe, part of the Paddling Together program. Wilson said he is currently working with the school district in organizing a Truth and Reconciliation Walk on September 27, 3 days prior to Truth and Reconciliation Day on September 30. He's hoping every school can participate in either a main community walk or a walk around school grounds. He said he hopes people won't simply regard it as another holiday, but take the opportunity to have a conversation or learn something about what that day means.